farmers markets, Twins games. Yeah, it's starting to get there. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Matt, Brett here today. Hey, Brett.
Hey there, Matt.
Speaking of Twins games, did you catch any of the Twins? We don't talk too much sports here, but I did want to make sure I mentioned something here. Have you seen the Twins are doing pretty well so far this year?
I don't have cable anymore, so I've just been following along in the back box scores. I mean, I'm a big fan of them, and they've been pretty impressive. I think they got a good chance because the rest of the division is just horrifically bad.
You can look at a box score and you can know exactly everything that pretty much happened in the game. You really can. They played horrifically at home versus Toronto.
They never play the Blue Jays well, though, at home.
And they play them always in April. I don't know why they always get them. You could get them a summer series with them, I guess. Then they sweep Baltimore in Baltimore. They won their first game. If they win one more of these next two games from Houston, I think you can't, you know, how do you say anything but being a wildly successful week and a half? They're in first place here. But my son last night, we were watching the game a little bit. And he said, you know, it's really nice because the Twins front office and the coach, they got a new coach, got new front office personnel. They're the difference. I said, son, Joe Mauer's not playing. And it's nothing against Joe. Ooh. Joe was.
You're blaming Mauer for all their problems the past few years.
I'm blaming management's reluctance to stand up to Joe Mauer and say no. I'm serious. Did you ever read the Progressive Citizen X post? I listed all the players that the Twins had on their roster and got rid of. Because, God forbid, anyone gets more press time in this town than Joe Mauer. And, I mean, it was an all-star squad. I mean, it was just insane the amount of talent we've had on this team. And that was the deal. And Joe Mauer was an A-plus player for 3 years. Yeah, 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. 2.5 years, he was an A-plus player. He was a B player for most of his career. Some people say, oh, he's a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. No, he's not. Not even close.
280 with 10 home runs. That's not Hall of Fame.
No, it's not. And it's not, you know, when he shifted to first base, which is was his primary position for what, 5 years or 4 years? 4 years. His primary position, he was never anything but the lower third of the league as far as first base. He didn't understand the position. And I hate saying this. I'm not saying this because I'm being mean, vicious. I think the guy's outstanding as far as a father. And I think, I mean, there are a lot of people that could look up to Joe Mauer as to how you do fathering right. I will give that guy that 1,000 ways from Sunday. Just a really nice dad and there. And I think that's kind of what, when he had kids and things really started changing, that's when things got worse. But the Twins were reluctant to ever have anyone on this team that could potentially take away time. And it was such a curse that we traded away players who are definite all-stars. David Ortiz.
He was well before Mauer's
time.
He was
right at the beginning of it. That was right at the beginning of it.
It was like 03. Mauer didn't debut until like 04.
No, he was coming up. No, he was there at that time. He was there at the time, and they were coming up here. What was the entire thing? We don't, you know, got Joe Mauer coming. Ever since he got drafted, it was always, we're going to move him up to Double A. He's coming. And I'm not saying Ortiz was giving us any sign of what he was going to, but I don't think the Twins really tried to develop him correctly. Like, all the Boston Red Sox told him to do is aim for the fences, and boom, there you go. But it starts there. And, I mean, you look at the list of players that this team had at one point or another that got were kind of mysteriously you got rid of. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm sorry that seemed to be the case, is that they wanted to have a winning team, but as long as Joe Mauer was the center of the universe. And if Joe Mauer wasn't going to be the center of the universe, well, it wasn't enough for us to build a quality team. And when we did get good players and we did have players there, their time was limited. I mean, there was never – I told my son one time – gosh, what was the player? Oh, was it Jim Thome? When Jim Thome started hitting home runs left and right out there? I said, his time's limited on this squad. He's not going to be rolling. Because they just, even, you know, Jim Thome was starting to really get some real traction here as a beloved player. And then all of a sudden, I don't think we offered him an extension. And just all of a sudden, the guy's hitting the right field deck left and right almost every game. Why wouldn't you bring that guy back? And then, of course, he went on and he still was hitting home runs. But, I mean, it just, you know, that was the case. And so when everything was filtered through Joe Mauer, the team just never was able to develop as they should. And right now, there's no Joe Mauer. So all of a sudden, Jorge Polanco and Rosario and Cruz and Kepler and Krohn and all these guys, they're hungry. And La Tortuga, the turtle himself, the catcher.
Oh, I love Astudillo.
It's just that's just a great name, the turtle, man. It's just such a great nickname. Keep La Tortuga. That is brilliant. But, I mean, and he is the epitome of it, that guy. Here's a guy who was not thought to be very well. You put him on a team, you give him the opportunity, and you say go, and look what he's doing. And that's just something that we weren't able to do. So I think Joe Mauer was a B player. He was a good player. He definitely is going to get his number retired. They'll have four or five Joe Mauer events every year for the next 20 years. And don't you remember that day that he got an RBI double? Yay, Mauer! And so we'll all do that. You know, that will be the case. But the reality is we have to put things in perspective here. And that is, the reality is that when Joe Mauer was on the team, that God forbid the front office was terrified of anything competing with Joe Mauer. Because once again, when they built this team, they built everything around Joe Mauer, marketing around Joe Mauer. It was always Joe Mauer. I remember the year of that change when it was like Torrey Hunter and Kadir and all those guys were featured. And the next year it was just Joe Mauer. And every year after that was Joe Mauer, Joe Mauer, Joe Mauer.
He made his career off of one year. That one year he hit like 30 home runs and batted like 360.
Brian Dozier was one of the best second basemen the league's ever seen. Did you ever see him in any part of their marketing strategy? Never. It was Joe Mauer.
Fairness, he only hit like 240, but I mean, Mauer had one really remarkable season, and that was it.
He had the most home runs of any second baseman, I think, in the American League history.
He did have like 45 home runs. You're right.
All right. Yeah. I wonder which side he's going to fall on. Robert Pilich joining us. I am awake, of course. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, I got a big disagreement. First of all, Joe Mauer cannot pitch. Pitching's been our problem. Second of all, the only player that it affected was A.J. Pierzynski. They got rid of him so Mauer could bat. Mauer is the only person to make three batting titles as a catcher. He was on his way to the Hall of Fame until he got a concussion and had to play miserably at first base. But so I disagree because Mauer cannot pitch. And pitching wins you World Series. Hitting wins you games.
We actually, Robert, if you go find that, I'll go repost the blog post. And Robert, good to hear from you, my friend. I'll go repost the blog post out there. If you go look, there's plenty of pitchers we've had on this team, too, that we've let them go, too. plenty of pitchers that had Cy Young years that we let go and we didn't bring back. And, you know, it's the front office made the decision that everything was going to be Joe Mauer. And now that they are not burdened by that decision, they basically can actually build the team. And the Twins have always had talent. It just is, I always think that they were misused. And I think there are some decisions there, and he's not a Hall of Famer. I mean, let's just be honest. He's not a Hall of Famer. He was great. He was great as a catcher for about 2.5 years. He was phenomenal, phenomenal. But, you know, Mike Piazza also was a catcher, and he didn't end up going to first base.
I'm kind of with you. I don't necessarily agree with all your points, but he's in the Hall of Very Good, as I've heard people say. Not the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
This is not dogging on him. He'd probably still be, as a cog in the machine, probably the second or third best player on this team right now. I mean, Jorge Polanco is just tearing it up at this point.
Yeah.
Just look at the Twins and look at their marketing strategies for the last 10 years. It's all Mauer, 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 Mauer. Everything was geared around Mauer. And now that they don't have Mauer, guess what? You can build a team. What do you know? And that's mark my words, because there's a lot of people right now who's like, wait a minute, what's up with the Minnesota Twins? I think that's a big part of it. Good coach, good front office moves, but now everything doesn't have to be run through the Mauer filter, and that's a benefit. 952-946-6205. All right, so I got a message here on Facebook on the Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show page. And the message is kind of an interesting one. It was kind of, you know, abrupt to say the least. it basically said give up. And that was the entire argument that they were trying to make is, you know, give up, don't even try, it's over. It, let's see here, I'm pulling it up, and of course it's taking forever for it to pull up here because, you know, just when I need it, here we go. But it's a sign of the delusion. If you look at the numbers that were put out lately about Trump fans and what they think about the Mueller report, they honestly think the Trump fans actually believe the Mueller report completely and totally exonerates Trump because, once again, their entire narrative is basically they cannot be proven wrong on Trump. They can't be, and God forbid they're proven wrong on Trump by the Democrats. Here it is. It's from Linda Nowak, N-O-W-A-K. Give up already. My response, no, I'm fighting pure evil, pure racism and bigotry, thinly veiled with discriminatory policy agenda. I bet you think Trump is innocent. Sweet Lord, read the Mueller report and that's been released. There's a definite attempt to work with Russia, but the Trump campaign was likely too stupid to realize how unpatriotic what they were doing was. Trump called for obstruction of justice 10 times only because none of his henchmen wanted to be the guy that pulled the trigger did it not officially happen. But here's the catch. If you were to ever for the impeachment of Bill Clinton, the standard you insist for him to be charged is minuscule compared to what we know what Trump has done. Criminal charges, you know, or not. They, you know, and I kind of go on from there. No, I'm not going to stop fighting. Which is why we have to have a moment here with the Democrats. The greatest mistake the Democratic Party ever made was trying to win over about 1,000 Republicans nationally to vote Democrat. There is an insane amount of Democrats, moderate Democrats, who take for granted the Al Gore centrists. They take for granted the Wellstonian liberals. They take for granted the guys like Bernie Sanders, who might not even be in the Democratic Party but lean towards the Democratic Party because of the case may be. They take those voters all for granted because, of course, they're going to vote Democrat. And everything else they do is geared towards this 1,000 or so Republicans who they're convinced if we just will win these guys over and we'll win the day with our good arguments. No, you won't. In 2016, that Republican walked into a voting booth. He didn't have to vote for Hillary Clinton. He could have just left the presidential race blank, and they all voted for Donald Trump. They all voted for Trump. They all did. That is not the sign of a rational, thoughtful person. That's a sign of someone who wants to just kill the Democrats at all costs. Kill, kill, kill. Ah. That is, there is no rationality to these people. You trying to win them over at the sacrifice of your own party is one of the dumbest damn things I have ever seen. And this has to end. The moderates cannot always be acquiescing to 1,000 Republican voters. They think if I just do this and I 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 do this, they'll think about voting for us. Well, all those things are going to alienate your base. Oh, they're going to vote for us anyway, because where else are they going to go? This is how we've gotten into this problem, because we have people who are more concerned about the votes of non-Democrats than the votes of Democrats. And that should have never happened. And that is the stupidest damn policy I've ever seen. Right now, Democrats, you have an easy layup of a decision ahead of you. An easy layup. Yeah, go ahead with the impeachment of Donald Trump. I brought up Bill Clinton. If you are a Republican, and trust me, we have tons of Republicans who were, you have to impeach Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, got to impeach him. If your standards for impeachment of Bill Clinton are where you're at, this is a no-brainer for Trump. My God, I mean, Donald Trump's done 1,000 times worse than Bill Clinton did. And so this is a no-brainer. You've got the Mueller report did not exonerate him. He didn't exonerate Trump. What it basically said is I can't charge because I can't indict the guy because the DOJ has rules that prevent me from doing that. I couldn't find anything that was criminal I could necessarily charge him with in regards to Russia. And although I tried my hardest to make him innocent of obstruction of justice, I just could not come to that conclusion. So I'm sending it to Congress so that the House of Representatives can do their job. Robert Mueller put this on a platter for the Democrats and said, it's your job now. And what are you hearing from Democratic leadership? Well, I don't know. Gee willikers. Maybe we, you know, if we do that, we're not going to win those 1,000 votes. Democrats, we're not going to win those 1,000 votes. If we do this, they're going to be really mad. The hell with them. The hell with those 1,000 votes. The hell with them. I'll take a break. I'm going to come on back. I want to talk more about this because, for God's sakes, you are at the moment of truth, Democrats. And once again, I see moderates screaming, we've got to think about the 1,000 Republicans. First, what do they think? We got to think about them first. And no, we don't. And we have to do what's right because, for God's sakes, we're trying to save the United States of America. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Art lovers, it's time to celebrate, learn about, and collect local art at the St. Paul Art Crawl, running April 26th to 28th. The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you will have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artists' studios, lofts, and galleries. Up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for your own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community, too, with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
Dad, don't you have a delusional "my dad is radio host Matt McNeil" opening line for this ad?
I'll let you speak from your heart this time, son.
Sure. I drive a Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna. It handles great, even during nasty weather, and it carries all my stuff. I play baseball, and the Sienna has room for half the team and all our gear. The Sienna is great.
Having another driver in the family is a stress reliever, but knowing he's driving himself, his sisters, and his friends in a reliable and safe Toyota Sienna is peace of mind. Thanks, Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
At Mother Earth Gardens, we've been selling heirloom and open-pollinated plants for your backyard homestead since 1994. We research our products and we handpick every pot, trellis, and gift. So if you love 50-plus varieties of tomatoes, native planting for pollinators, and a shocking variety of annuals and perennials, make the journey to one of our two locations, South Minneapolis across from the Riverview Theater and Northeast at Stinson and Lowry. Small footprint, surprising selection. MotherEarthGarden.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. We have to get rid of this mentality within the Democratic Party that we have to think about what the other side wants first. We have to think about what does the other side want for us first? Should we bring back the filibuster? Should we not follow impeachment charges? I don't want to make those 1,000 Republicans mad at us. No, because the Democratic Party has been basically geared about a leadership, a central leadership who is far more concerned with 1,000 Republican voters than they are with their own party. They seem like they have foregone their own party, their own standards, their own platform, as they sit there and try to wiggle some way to try to win over the hearts and minds of people who voted for Trump. They're not coming back. They're there. That is the same people, as I mentioned earlier, who still believe that Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong, even with the Mueller report. They still are convinced he's innocent and he's the greatest president we've ever had because they can't come. They refuse. It's the only option they have is to believe this delusional crap, because the only other option for them is to accept the fact that they are backing the one of the worst presidents, if the worst president this country has ever seen. He's done nothing outside of racism and bigotry. He's a horrible human being. But yet they will sit there because, and a lot of times, I mean, there is a racist and bigoted, you know, tinge to this whole thing. But they basically will say, oh, isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? He's so wonderful because he's going after people I've never really liked that much. Well, yeah, that's the case. I mean, there are people right now who vote Republican that if Donald Trump went onto a debate stage with the Democratic challenger in 2020 and shot them in the face live on TV, would sit there and say, well, but that Democrat kind of deserved it. Let's just face it. They kind of deserved it. And they would honestly say you shouldn't charge him with a crime, because really, isn't this more the Democrats' fault? It's insanity. And so for you to gear everything in a platform towards this, that 1,000 voters who are never going to come and vote Democrat, is just plain stupidity. It really is. You have a man. There has never been a case for impeachment as strong as we have right now for Donald Trump. There has never been a case. Harding might have had as good of a case, but he died before they could bring charges with him with the Teapot Dome scandal. But reality is, there has never been, we have never had a report like this on a president where his campaign was actively working with the Russians. That what only seems to be their saving grace is they might have been too stupid to realize. And that's really, the report says that Donald Trump Jr. is just an ignorant moron and henceforth might have been too stupid to realize he was actually committing treason. That you have a guy who 10 times called for obstruction of justice. It's insanity. This is not even close. This should be cut and dry. And if you're the Democrats, the smart play is to say, damn right we're going to make this next 2 years about impeachment. And get the votes in the House, send it up to the Congress, and put every one of these Republicans on the defensive. Make them, as they get ready to go in for their election, have to go out on the record in states like Oregon and New York and in states like Michigan, and make them go on the record and say, even though the evidence is pretty strong that this guy committed treason and to try to obstruct justice, you know what? I can't go against my own party. You make everything about this. Because for God's sakes, this is the most clear-cut case. And you fools are sitting there and buying this Republican press release which says, you Democrats better not do this. You'll be sorry. Do it. For God's sakes, people. You're trying to save the country. And if you go along with this, and this is the part that just is the insanity, that I have to explain this to you, because I am not a poli-sci major. I am not some nuanced, you know, political genius. But if you guys don't start holding these guys to at least the same standard they've held the Democrats, then we are going to lose this country. Not because of evil-minded Republicans, but of milquetoast, weak, cowardly, spineless Democrats. Do your job. Do not shy away from this. This is, you have the evidence. History is on your side on this. But already, I can already see the Democrats, when they get back in charge of the Senate, going, you know what we're going to do first?
we're going to bring back the filibuster for judicial nominees, to which Republicans will be off to the side laughing their asses off. And how stupid could you be? Why are you doing this? Because you're trying to, the Democrats themselves have decided to run a different race, a far weaker, a far more ineffective race of leadership, because you're still trying to be freaking Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. You're still trying to be that speech in The American President where Michael Douglas, I am the President of the United States. You want to be that. You don't want to really see the game in front of you. It's much dirtier than you want to get, but for God's sakes, you'd better get dirty. Because I am tired as a Democrat of sitting there and watching Republicans who are dead to rights with their guilt. And we sit there and, well, I don't know. Amy Klobuchar, you should be calling for an impeachment vote in the House. Not, I guess it's the House wants to, I don't know. If they do, I'll think we'll think about it. No, you should be doing what Elizabeth Warren is and a few of the other candidates are and saying, no, have this vote. Time for impeachment. It's time. This is clearly time. But because you're more concerned about the 1,000 damn Republicans, you're not doing your job and you're not looking at what's best for America and what's best for your country. And for what's best for your party, I should say. It's just, for God's sakes, yes, this warrants an impeachment vote. Yes, Trump should be impeached. Yes, we should put this into the Senate. And I already know the Senate's not going to vote for him, but I'm not going to use that wuss-ass excuse to not do the right thing. And if Mitch McConnell wants to put all these Republicans who are up for election in 2020 on a platter, well, then so be it. So be it. But the reality is, outside of 30% of this country who is brainwashed into thinking that Trump is the greatest thing, your basic math number should tell you 70% of the country doesn't think that way. Why did we win in 2018? We stopped caring about the 1,000 Republicans and we started caring about the 110 million Americans who were registered voters who did not vote in 2016, who are not Trump fans. So yeah, I am tired of this wussy, weak-kneed, pathetic walking away from your duty. For God's sakes, screw this guy. Go for it. He's done this stuff. We know he has. We've got the Mueller report, and that's your starting point. And even Mueller, a lifelong Republican, said, I can't charge this guy because of DOJ rules, but here you go, Congress. And you guys are sitting there saying, you know, I don't think we should. I think we should let him go. If you let him go, you will lose in 2020. If you let him go, you will lose in 2020. Undoubtedly. You will lose in 2020. Because not because you didn't take the high road, but you gave people nothing to vote for. You gave people nothing to be proud of outside of weakness and cowardice. And I'm done with this. For God's sakes, if any president had the Mueller report come out against him, especially if it was a Democrat, that impeachment vote, if the Republicans were running the House, would have already happened. Already happened. Instead, we have frantic Democrats trying to talk other Democrats out about, don't force us to do this. Find your spines, for God's sakes. Find your spines. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I've got a horrific story out of Chaska when we do return, plus some callers, too. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Hey, y'all, this is Hunter Haas, and me and Eric Nelson host a brand new show on AM 950, Mission Accomplishers, Saturdays at 7 p.m. And Saturday, April 27th, we have a very special edition of Mission Accomplishers. We're broadcasting from the Libertarian Party of Minnesota's state convention. That's right, Mission Accomplishers from the Libertarian Party convention, Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m. on AM 950.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, please don't make me say this next line.
Do you want to go to college?
Okay. My dad is the radio host who's craved worldwide, Matt McNeil.
Outstanding!
Yikes. My parents have me driving a Toyota Sienna, because regardless of driving conditions, rain, snow, or sunshine, the Sienna handles great and gets me safely to where I need to be.
My son and I each drive a Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna because we trust them. They're fantastic vehicles. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design. I have a philosophy. Furniture should be beautiful, but if it's not comfortable, it's not much use to anyone. That's why at Habitation, we work hard to make sure that the furniture we sell is stylish and functional. Unique and useful. What more can you ask for? Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park. It's the Twin Cities' best furniture and design showroom.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Indeed, Nightingale, eatlocalminnesota.com, restaurant of the week. Fantastic place. Good seafood, too. Very tasty. 2551 Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis. It is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. No, I'm just – I am flabbergasted because the most the Republican leadership, of course, are going to scream, why are you doing this? It's just sour grapes. The second loudest group about not impeaching Trump are Democrats, are moderate Democrats who are out there saying, those 1,000 Republicans are never going to vote for us if we do this. They're not going to vote for you anyway. Stop trying to basically win them over at the expense of your own party. Seriously, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You have more than enough evidence to impeach this president. And frankly, you have more than enough evidence to throw this president out of office. Hands down. If this was a normal time where you didn't have Mitch McConnell and about 40 Republicans in the Senate making a defensive wall to prevent anything from getting near Trump, this he would be gone. That report would have been the end of him. There would have been on Thursday of last week, in a normal time, Democrats and Republicans from the House and Senate would have walked up to the White House and said, Mr. President, do not make us do this. Do not make us do this. Do not make us throw you out of office. We don't want to do it. You have a chance to resign, put Mike Pence into place, and have him finish out your term. Instead, we have Republicans that are there. But this entire argument, well, the Republicans aren't going to do what we want anyway. Stop worrying about the freaking Republicans. And start asking yourself, what would Paul Wellstone do? What would any Democrat with pride do, for goodness sakes? I tell you what they would do is they'd impeach this guy. He'd impeach this guy and they wouldn't look back. For God's sakes, the pee-pee tape is real. For God's sakes. What else do you need? I mean, and that's the most jokey part of this whole thing. For God's sakes, if this was a Democratic president, the Trump University scandal would still have 3 active investigations into it. Yeah, I understand there's a lot on the table, but you guys just seem to be, we're going to keep our heads down and just hope Trump screws up more and then we'll win. I'm tired of it. Go for the jugular and make every one of these Republicans have to go on the record of defending this. Because I guarantee you, when those retracted parts of the Mueller report become unretracted, they're going to basically, you're going to see a lot of stuff out there. I said unretracted, unredacted. There you go. Before anyone corrects me on the biggest problem, Matt, you said unretracted instead of unredacted. For God's sakes, Matt, we're better than the Republicans. I'm going to come after you with your English and your language first. And until you say everything perfectly, I'm never going to criticize a Republican because I'm a Democrat. Ah, stop it. Stop it. Go for the easy layup. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary.
Man, I got several things I jotted down here to mention. First of all, I don't agree with you about Mawark. I do somewhat, but he was probably the best average hitting catcher in history and majors. But I'll go give you this. Ortiz should have been the one that got that big contract, that 10-year contract. Anyways, after Reagan fired the air traffic controllers, Clinton made a deal with the Republicans and the devil on NAFTA. When he campaigned, he said he was going to have a different deal than that to protect workers. Anyways, it was all downhill for the working class and organized labor and unorganized, too. So the wages went to the floor, and now we have all these homeless and all this suffering brought to us, led by the Republicans. But what I'm getting at is, when these blue dogs and these conservative Democrats, you got to look at where the money's coming from. We have Citizens United. That's why they're talking the way they do, who funds their campaigns.
Thanks, Gary. Okay. David's in New Hope. Let's go to David. Welcome on in, David.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I just want to make one point that everybody, including Mueller, seems to have overlooked, and that is that when Trump became president, he proceeded to decimate the FBI counterintelligence operation and the CIA counterintelligence operation. Those are our guys protecting us against Russian spies.
Well, and
it's,
and
thank
David,
you very, thank you very much.
And David, no problem. And David's exactly right. Not only that, but there's zero doubt in my mind that the Trump administration has handed secret classified U.S. intelligence to the Russians. Zero doubt in my mind. They've also probably handed it through Kushner to the Saudis. Zero doubt in my mind. Absolutely zero doubt in my mind. But the reality is your evidence, your exhibit A on why Trump would do all this stuff is everything Trump has done for the Russians since he took office. Everything. Destructing NATO, basically destabilizing our relations with China. Everything. You look at it, it's been a Russian wish list of things. If you, I mean, and that's the insanity is, for God's sakes, Democrats, just look at that. And then you look at the Mueller report and say, okay, well, clearly I got a point. I got a line from A to B at this point. Let's go with the impeachment. But you'd better not. Those 1,000 Republicans, they're not going to return our phone calls when we call them next time to see if they've changed their mind and might vote for us. They're not going to vote for you. They're not going to vote for you. Jeff is in Prior Lake. Wanted to chime in. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Hey, Matt, great show. Thank heaven you brought this up, because for 2 years, I've wanted Trump impeached. And for the past 10 years, I thought that the Democrats were too soft. Now, all of a sudden, we have the opportunity to impeach him, and I was waffling. Thank you so much. He needs to be impeached immediately. We need to do what's right and let the chips fall where they may. If the Republicans were in control of the House, he'd already be impeached, and they'd already have the articles of impeachment up there. Thank you so much, Matt.
My pleasure. No, and the reality is, when you look at what this guy has done, what we know he has done, this is a no-brainer. Reminder, there were Republicans, seriously, there were Republicans that wanted to impeach Barack Obama for chewing gum, for latte salutes. They wanted him that even after the 8th Benghazi investigation proved that Obama hadn't done anything wrong, there were still Republicans who were calling for the vote of impeachment in the House because they still just wanted him to be guilty. Even though 8 investigations have found him innocent, they still just didn't want to believe it. And now all of a sudden, you basically have one of the most corrupt human beings who has ever been in higher government ever. And you've got him dead to rights now. Mueller's report is out there. You've still got open cases, especially that Roger Stone case. There's not just smoke here. There is fire here. And everything that Trump has done has basically been a set of knee pads for Vladimir Putin. And I am tired of this. I am tired of making excuses. I am tired of us sitting back and saying, we'd better not, because those 1,000 Republicans might not like us. They're not going to vote for you. Instead of worrying about 1,000 votes on the other side, worry about the 110 million, many of whom are Democrats, that your horrible management style has alienated. Worry about getting them back to the polls. Because I can tell you right now, that 110 million people, there's a lot of those people who are Democratic voters who have watched milquetoast, weak-kneed Democratic leadership not do their damn job. And so they're, why does it matter? I'm just going to have a, hey, you guys, stop kicking sand in our face. Oh, you did it again. I'm tired of it. And you've got, this is not me making stuff up. You look at that Mueller report. There is some real teeth to that report. And for God's sakes, if you went after Bill Clinton and impeached Bill Clinton, dear Lord, that's about 1,000th of what Trump has done, what we know of. Lawrence is in St. Paul. Welcome on in, Lawrence.
Chiming on in. Tell me how you really feel today, Matt.
I'm just tired of this, man. I'm just tired of this.
Man, I am too. And let me try to reiterate some facts that I've been hearing all day through the blogs and all of this. The impeachment process, in accordance with the Constitution, is very clear. It is to bring forth impeachment hearings for the National Inquisition. In other words, the people of the nation must have the ability to sit down and ascertain what this guy did. We will never have that unless this report is redacted. Point number two, the Constitution doesn't say we got to have implicit wrongdoing. The Constitution said allegedly, that this president has overreached his authority. And my last point, that the fact that Nancy Pelosi is choosing not to pursue impeachment is an indication that she is allowing the executive to encroach upon the branch, another branch of the government. That in itself is not abiding by the Constitution. And if she doesn't seek impeachment, she's going to lose a lot of votes.
She is. She is. And Lawrence, I appreciate you taking it. This is, I mean, my God, there's a right thing to do here. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi is not the most, I mean, I got to tell you the truth. What really set me off was Amy Klobuchar last night going, well, if the House decides to, I guess we'll have a trial in this. Gee, I don't know. I'm working on other things. And part of our problem is this, is that we as Democrats will have Democrats who will do all this stuff to appeal to the 1,000 Republicans. And so clearly not representing Democratic ideals. But then we'll come back with a bill on stopping human trafficking or trying to get rid of a racist policy or something like that. And we said, oh, that is good. Nice job there. And we forget about the other things they've been doing, which have alienated the Democratic Party. I'm tired of Democrats who are only occasionally Democrats when it's time for a convention. Do your job. Do your job. For God's sakes, that Mueller report is a path. Dora the Explorer doesn't have a map that clear, okay? Go. Get Boots your monkey and go. And by the way, a lot of people saying on the Twitter, on the Facebook live stream, a lot of people making comments there, call your reps. Absolutely call your reps. Now, my representative is Ilhan Omar. I'm pretty sure she's on board with me. I mean, like I said, I've done it right in my district. But call, you know, Dean Phillips. Call and the other candidates around there, all the House reps, including if you're in these Republican districts. Call them and say, for God's sakes, and this is what you say, if you are for impeaching Bill Clinton, then why are you not for impeaching Donald Trump unless it's basically just party over country? And ask them the question. Put them on their heels. Someone needs to. 952-946-6205. The Chaska story when I come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles, so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
How much can you get for a used Xbox?
Fine. My father is the voice of his generation, Matt McNeil.
Fantastic!
My dad loves me driving the Toyota Sienna, and the Sienna is incredibly reliable. While my dad drives the new one, mine is over 10 years old and still runs great.
A vehicle with amazing reliability, an incredible service department, and the Luther Advantage card, you get that with Rudy Luther Toyota. We're a two Sienna family thanks to Rudy Luther, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
You know it's a good day when everyone agrees with you on politics, but no one agrees with you on baseball. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on your Tuesday.
Well, if everyone else agreed with you on baseball, then he's trying to be the Nancy Pelosi
Do we really need to talk about baseball? Can we just basically sit and toss Jell-O squares at each other in a non-offensive manner? How about that? 952-946-6205. I briefly, the Muhammad Noor trial, they finally got to the Shag and Scoob excuse. I was scared! And that's, they were scared! That justifies shooting Justine DeMond, apparently. That's in there. That was, thanks Republicans for writing those rules. Whoa, you buckled up, kids? You everyone ready to go? All right. Students, parents, and community members took their concerns about racism to the Eastern Carver County School Board on Monday night, namely Chaska. In a room packed beyond capacity and spilling out into the hall, board members listened to roughly 3 hours of pointed and sometimes tearful comments. How dare you sit up there and give me messages of how you care, said Amanda Flowers Peterson, told the school board. My son was punched in the face and told he doesn't belong, Peterson continued. My six-year-old baby had to let this little boy punch him in the face because I had to start teaching him at three that they would punish him differently. The outrage that fueled the crowd Monday was prompted by a series of racially charged incidents over several months, some involving students at Chaska High School. In one incident late last year, the N-word was written on a student's gym shirt. In another, more recently, a social media post showed the faces of roughly two dozen black students at Chaska on a map labeled Negro Hill. Wow. My husband is Mexican, said Jenna Cruz. Pausing to collect herself, I wanted my kids to be around people who looked like him and people who didn't. My excitement, however, has been damped by the racist events taking place in our schools and community. Natalie McGrady, the parent of three Chaska High School graduates, questioned the board's resolve to fix what is broken. When things like this come up, you don't have a clue on how to deal with them if you don't have any empathy for the people who don't look like you, McGrady told the school board. Eastern Carver County School Superintendent Clint Christopher detailed a series of steps the district plans to take, including stepped-up training of teachers and administrators, the creation of community-based equity committee, and an emphasis on hiring more diverse staff. How about, I don't know, expelling the jackass racist kids? How about that? Could you do that? Because I think you should expel the jackass racist kids. I think you probably should. And by the way, can I mention this?
this woman bringing up this horrible case where her six-year-old child was punched in the face. Did you hear anything about this? I didn't hear anything about this. As a matter of fact, the Kara Levin story was the first I'd heard about any of this stuff, including the real insane allegations. If a black kid at a school in St. Paul, a six-year-old, had punched a white kid, Star Tribune, Pioneer Press, all four networks would have led with violence against students in St. Paul schools. A six-year-old violently attacked another six-year-old. That would be the story, right? Happens in Chaska. Boy, oh boy, you guys do a great job of keeping the stuff that happens out in the real white areas secret. Nice going. Dear Lord, what in the hell is going on out there? Ugh. Presently, 22% of the district students are people of color. A quarter of the students at Chaska. A quarter of the students. And just over 1% of the teachers are. We've talked about the importance of increased communications and transparency. We don't meet our standards. They don't meet my standards. I'm sorry. We'll do better, said Christopher. No, here's the deal is you first of all have to change. This goes back to what I was talking about with the guy that pulled the gun over Eden Prairie Center. In these exo suburbs, you have this white culture which is getting ugly. And for God's sakes, don't tell me the parents didn't know about the stuff like the pictures and the kids making the obscene social media posts. If I'm thankful I'm in a school district where if kids tried to do that, they would be expelled. They wouldn't look and say, were they white? Well, we need to keep this from the media. No, they would throw their asses out of school and said, no, this is not tolerated. And Chaska, until you take that standard where you say we have a zero tolerance policy if you are found to be doing stuff because they posted kids' pictures from the school. If you are found to be doing this, we will expel you. Until you have that, you've not fixed this problem. You're just basically blowing a lot of smoke. Jan is in St. Paul. Let's get Jan in really quick here before we end the show. Welcome on in, Jan.
Hey, Matt. How are you doing today?
All righty.
All right. Real quick, a couple of points. One, saw something on Twitter. McConnell has said he's going to block everything if Trump loses.
Yep.
Which brings me to this point, actually two of them. The impeachment between Clinton and Trump is two different things. Clinton was more of a moral issue. With Trump, it's all legal. It's all legal, and people have to start looking at it differently.
Jen, that's a great point, Jen. That is a phenomenal. Because if we held Trump to the same moral standard that we went after either Obama or Clinton on, dear God, he would have been gone after the first week. He would have been gone after the first week. For God's sakes, we know that his campaign worked with the National Enquirer to pay off porn stars to keep them silent about this. For God's sakes, we already know this. And the reality is, and if you paid attention to what's going on today with the Krugman, the exceptional Krugman report, where basically he calls out the Republicans and say, at this point, it's not just Trump, it's you guys. It's you guys basically enabling this and saying that this is acceptable. This is where you think things should be. He's gone on a temper tantrum like you wouldn't believe. And by the way, in his whole defense now, all the people that he hired, the best people, they're all liars. That they never said this. That's his defense. For God's sakes, impeach his ass. And so throw it up to the Senate and do what you need to do. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.